The scripture reading this morning is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who was born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of a man, but God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank our sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, Carol. Would you please join with me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for being at work. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your grace in our lives. It's in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. A minister relays the following story that he was reading a book by J.B. Phillips entitled When God Was Man. In other words, when God came in human flesh. He was reading the book, and he happened to keep it open on a chair in his den. He went out for an evening, and the babysitter came, and whenever they came back, he was amazed at her response. Because as she picked up that book talking about God coming in the flesh, her questions to him were loud and excitedly said, "Is this true? When did it happen? What was he like?" Now, what's amazing is that this babysitter went to church every Sunday. What does that say? The profound truth of God coming in the flesh, of it being real, that God really knows our circumstances, that God truly understands our pain, that God truly is intimately involved in whatever trials we're going through is real. That, my friends, is what the good news is all about. Some are saying to themselves, as decorations are slowly but surely coming down. What was that all about anyways? Kind of take a deep breath and exhale and say, okay, we're done for another year. The incarnation, God, present, very present in the nitty-gritty of creation, is a defining truth of who we are and what we're all about. Our call is to be able to share it and not to be surprised, but rather to be open to how God is going to surprise, and also to be open to share with others who really want to know, did this happen? When did it happen that God came in human flesh? How did it happen? You see, my friends, the call for each and every one of you to be a disciple, to share those words, is more real now than ever before. In his daily study Bible series on the Gospel of John, Dr. William Barclay relays the story of a little girl who, when she was confronted with some of the more bloodthirsty and savage parts of the Old Testament, felt called upon to offer some explanation in defense of this God. She said, well, that happened before God became a Christian. In John's portrayal of Jesus, he is telling us that God was always like Jesus. Hear that. God was always like Jesus, but we never realized that until Jesus came. How could we? If God is like Jesus, we need not be afraid. One of the most chilling pictures of the 9/11 tragedy was a candid shot of the people running out of the World Trade Center while grim-faced firemen in full gear were streaming into the building. One woman said that as she was running out of the building, she turned and looked at the firemen going up the stairs. One of the firemen turned and looked at her. She said that at that moment of eye contact, his face was transformed into the face of Christ. She said it was a transforming experience that I will never forget. And it happens. The good news for you to hear clearly today is that we do not live in a God-forsaken world. We live in a God-changed world, in a God-filled world. And why is it a God-filled world? Because God came in human flesh through Christ, and God continues to live in human flesh through each and every person here who claims that name of Christ. Do you claim that name of Christ this morning? Do you seek to be the face of Christ for someone else? You never even count on being that face, and yet we are called to be that presence. To remind us, not only through the Word that existed before time, if we can even imagine that, I can't, but to remind us in a very tangible way, in a way that we can taste of, we have something this morning that is powerful. And another gift of God's grace. We have communion. I ask the communion servers, those who have been designated beforehand, to come forward at this time. Go ahead and come forward as we prepare to receive this act of God's love. You see, God is a very tangible God. A God who works in ways that are seen. Whenever someone calls me or talks with me, or we get together in my office and have prayer and sharing, and they say, I would love to just experience God or see God. I say, wait, be open, because God is going to show himself. Again, my friends, we don't live in a God-forsaken world. There are countless stories, countless lives, including all the lives here, that remind us that we live in a world that is God-filled. Communion is one of the most loving gifts of God to us, a reminder of sacrifice and wholeness and grace. When Jesus gathered with his friends around the table, it was a much smaller group than this, but nonetheless, it was spirit-filled. He offered incredible words. He took the bread, he broke it, and he offered it to them, saying, this is not simply bread for your stomachs. This is my body broken for you, offered for you, so that as you receive it, you will be reminded that you are part of something much greater. And then after the supper, he poured out the cup and he offered it to them, saying, this is not simply wine. This is my blood shed for you. As you receive this, remember that you are redeemed. Remember that my Father's grace is touching you. And remember that his love is available for you each and every breath. We have hymn numbers listed in the bulletin this morning. If you would like to, you can go ahead and sing along before you've received the communion, or afterwards we'll be singing the verses of those hymns, the first and last verses. If you'd like to just listen to the music or be in kind of a time of prayer to receive this gift of grace, God tangibly present. God is real. God loves you through these elements.